I'm having a beer. Tell me something new, you say. Well, I'm actually eating my dinner as well. The remains of my quite gorgeous pork casserole from last night. Cute eating noises. Sorry, I won't do that too much. However, I did want to share my beer with you. Well, in spirit, at least. I'm trying to find the opener of the beer, which, as usual, has run away. Oh, there it is. Okay. So the beer that I'm going to have this evening with my casserole is... as you can tell, my table is lovely and clear. It's called Wild Swan. Never heard of it, actually. I don't know if Wild Swan is the brewery or the beer, to be honest, actually. And it is apparently a white... Let's get this right. A white, gold, pale ale. So, I don't know, white and pale seem to be saying the same thing. But anyway, I'm expecting I suppose, something fairly summery, actually. Let's see what happens. I'm going to open it and then sniff. Wow, well, I've ended up with another really hoppy one. Well, of course, I suppose it is a pale ale sort of IPA-esque thing. So obviously it's going to be hoppy. So the main smells are hops. Lots and lots of hops. Okay, I'm going to pour it. Because there's only so much sniffing a bottle you can do, and also my casserole's getting cold. Foaming rather beautifully. There's a real bitterness in the smell, I have to say. Wow, the foam comes right to the edge. Doesn't quite go over. Okay, so I have here a beer. I suppose I'd better take a photograph as tradition would require it, or something. So bear with me a moment whilst I do that. I'm trying to do it quickly. You should get a good picture of all the clutter on my table at the same time, which I'm sure would be delightful. Right, hopefully we've got that. Right, okay, so we can get on to the important bit now, which is the sniffing and the slurping. Open audio beer again. Now, my judgment on this beer may well be changed, altered, ruined, whatever, by the fact that I'm eating pork casserole with cider in it. Not that there's any alcohol left in there. Anyway... Let's just go for it, shall we? Just have a quick sniff. So actually, now that it's settled, there is still that bitterness, but there's also a slight sort of citrusy note. Not as strong as the one that I had the other day, but still a citrus note. I'll leave you to work out what note. Those of you who are pitch perfect. Make it ring now. Ah, don't do it now. All right, we'll give up on that. Right, okay, we're going to drink it. Here we go. Okay. It's fairly unexciting, I have to say. The bitterness kicks in afterwards. The immediate sort of sensation when drinking it initially is actually just of a sort of smooth, I suppose some might say well-rounded, but to be honest, there isn't enough character for me to say that it's well-rounded. It's perfectly inoffensive. But that's hardly a recommendation for a beer, is it? And I'm sure it will go wonderfully with the remainder of my casserole. I won't necessarily be rushing to buy it again, though. I'll try it after a bit of casserole, though. It's absolutely fine. There is nothing wrong with it. It is totally inoffensive. It would be perfectly acceptable, I'm sure, with all sorts of food and stuff. But I have to say, if you were drinking a few pints of this in a pub somewhere, I think you'd be bored stiff.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. But there we go. That's my feeling on the subject. I'm going to eat and drink now instead of booing. Bye for now.